Princess Alice was the second daughter of Queen, England's Queen Victoria.
Alice 是Victoria 皇后的第二个女儿。
At the age of 4, Alice's son was infected with a terrible disease called black diphtheria.
Alice 的儿子在四岁的时候，他感染了一种可怕的疾病，叫黑色皮肤白喉病。
The doctor quarantined the son and told the mother that he had to stay away from her.
医生们将这个男孩子隔离了，并且告诉他的母亲，让他远离与这个孩子的接触。
But Princess Alice could not do it.
但是 Alice 公主做不到。
One day she overheard her son whisper to the nurse.
有一天她听到自己的儿子对护士说，
Why doesn't my mother kiss me anymore?
为什么我妈妈现在不亲我了？
His words broke her heart.
听见孩子这样的话，他的心都碎了。
And then Princess Alice rushed to her son and showered him with kisses.
Alice 公主马上跑去，拼命地亲吻她的儿子。
Just a few days later, both of them died.
几天以后，他们两个都死去了。
Princess Alice made the ultimate sacrifice for her son.
Alice 公主为她的儿子做了最终的牺牲。
My mother never died for me.
我的母亲没有这样为我死。
But she did live for me.
但她却为我而活。
She never sacrificed her life for me.
她没有为我牺牲她自己的生命。
But she made many sacrifices in her life for me.
但在她一生中，她为我做了很多次牺牲。
For example, when I was a little boy, she changed hundreds of diapers for me.
比如说，在我还是个婴孩的时候，她为我换过几百次尿布。
When I grew up, she was the one who would eat the food that was slightly burned so that I could eat the parts that weren't burned.
当我长大的时候，只有他愿意把做焦了的饭吃掉，好让我们这些孩子吃没有烧焦的饭。
If I came home late, she would stay up late worrying about me.
如果我回家晚了，只有他是躺在那里睡不着，只等到我回家。
She was the one who sacrificed a wealthier lifestyle so that she could stay home and take care of myself and my three siblings.
只有他为我们牺牲了更富裕的生活方式，因为他放弃了在外面从事自己的事业，他待在家里可以照顾抚养我们。
Our mothers have sacrificed a lot for us.
我们的母亲们都为我们牺牲了很多。
According to one recent survey, the average American child who was born in 2000 will cost her parents about $233,530.
根据最近的一项研究。在2000年出生的每个孩子，美国孩子，每个人平均要花费父母$233,000+。
And that doesn't even include the cost of college education.
这个数字还没有包括大学学费。
According to my financial advisor, by the time my daughter Lisa, who was born slightly before 2000, by the time she graduates and goes to college, it will cost about $136,000 to pay for 4 years at a state university.
根据我的理财顾问，如果到了我的女儿，她是2000年左右出生的，到她去上大学的时候，就是她进入一个公立大学4年，就会花费我们$130,000+。
If she would make it into Cornell, I'm sure it would cost much more.
如果她能上 Cornell 的话，可能费用更高。
So if you add up all these expenses together, it would cost a mother close to $400,000 to take her child.Through the end of college.
如果我把这些花费都加起来，一个母亲需要就是牺牲$400,000+来抚养一个孩子长大。
Can you imagine all the money that what all your mother could do with $400,000?
能想象一个母亲她本来可以用这笔钱做多少事情吗？
So our mothers have sacrificed a lot for us, but many times we take them for granted.
我们的母亲为我们牺牲了很多，但很多时候我们把这个当作理所当然的。
Sometimes we fail to appreciate them as much as we should.
有时候没有能够按照我们应当感谢的去感激他们。
So how can we give them the appreciation that they deserve?
我们怎样才能照着他们配得的感谢去感谢他们呢？
This morning I'd like to recommend 6 different Mother's Day gifts.
今天早上我想鼓励大家为你的母亲献上6个母亲节的礼物。
So whether you're 19 or 59 or anywhere between, all of these gifts would be appropriate for you to present to your mother.
不管只是十九岁还是五十九岁还是之间的岁数，这些礼物都是我们比较适合送给我们母亲的。
The first gift that I'd like to recommend is found in Proverbs 23, verse 22.
第一个礼物就是在箴言二十三章二十二节。
Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old.
你要听从生你的父亲，你母亲老了也不可藐视她。
The first gift I recommend is the gift of listening to your mother's advice.
第一个礼物我们可以给母亲就是听她的意见。
The Solomon, who is the writer of Proverbs, commands us not to despise our mother.
所罗门王就是箴言的作者，他劝诫我们说不能藐视母亲。
The word despise means to treat somebody as if they are not worthy of our respect.
这里的藐视一词指的是 不以一个人当尊重的来尊重他。
It means to look down on another person.
它指的是轻视一个人。
Well, most of us don't hate our mothers.
我们大多数人不会憎恨我们的母亲。
But some of us despise our mothers.
但我们中间很多人会藐视他们。
It's like when our mother tries to give us some advice and then we just roll our eyes like, oh, this is so stupid.
就好像母亲在给我们一些建议的时候，我们对她翻翻眼皮，或者是不耐烦地说，你这是什么建议啊？
Someone says, stop it.
有的人说，不要再说了。
Your mother deserves more respect than that.
你的母亲值得你更多的尊重。
She is older and wiser than you, and you should listen to her.
他比你 度过更多的年岁，也更有智慧，所以你应当 听从他的忠告。
That means that we should have a teachable spirit and try to understand her perspective.
这就是说我们需要有受教的心，而且尽量去理解他看问题的角度。
For children who are not yet adults, it means that they need to obey.
对于年幼的孩子来说，他们就是需要遵从母亲的意见。
Now, the Bible indicates that once you're married, we should have a greater...family allegiance to our spouse than to our parents.
圣经说一旦我们结婚后，我们对于家庭的忠诚是以配偶为先，其次才是父母。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 24 says, For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh.
创世纪二章二十四节说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
This passage indicates that there comes a point in a person's life when he is no longer obligated to obey his mother.
换句话说，这里指的就是人的一生会有一个转折点，他不用再像原来那样有责任听命于父母了。
And yet this passage says that there is never a point in your life, even when you are old and your mother is even older, that you should ever despise her.
但这个也不是说我们在我们长大以后，或者是就是把母亲的话当做就是藐视她的话。
You should treat her as if she doesn't understand Western culture.
或者是对她的方式就是好像她不懂得西方的文化。
You shouldn't treat her as if she's too old to know what she's talking about.
或者是说她不知道自己在说什么。
God can still speak to us through our mother's advice.
人有可能通过母亲的建议来对我们说话。
And that's why it's still important, even when we're adults, to carefully consider what our mothers tell us to do.
所以这就是为什么我们哪怕是长大以后，我们还要仔细的考虑要不要听母亲的劝诫。
Most of the time, we should take their advice unless it goes against God's word or if it would have a bad effect on our family.
大部分时间我们还是要听的，除非是他违反神的意思，或者是没有为了全家人的好。
Do you want to give your mother a good Mother's Day gift today?
你今天要给母亲一件好礼物吗？
And pick up the phone and give her a call.
今天就可以打电话给她。
Tell her about an important decision you need to make, and then ask her for her advice.
告诉她某一件重要的决定，然后在这个决定上你需要听她的意见。
You'll make her feel honored that you value her wisdom.
你这样做会让她觉得被尊重，觉得你看重她的智慧。
On a side note, I'd like to say a word to those of you who are mothers of adult children.
我也想对孩子已经成年的母亲们顺便说一句。
Since your child is supposed to give greater allegiance to his or her spouse, make sure that you don't become too intrusive.
既然你的孩子应该把对家庭的 责任放在他的配偶身上，你也要提醒自己不要太多介入他的生活。
It's wonderful to give advice when it's asked for.
当儿女问你意见的时候，当然很好。
But be careful about giving unsolicited advice.
但是他们如果没有问到你的意见，我就要很小心，不请自来的表达自己的意见。
And don't be upset if your child doesn't always take your advice.
如果孩子们不采用你的意见，也不要觉得失落。
Let them make their own decisions.
因为该是让他们自己下决定的时候了。
The second Mother's Day gift that we should give our mothers can be found in Proverbs 10, verse 1.
第二件礼物在箴言十章一节。
A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son grief to his mother.
智慧之子使父亲欢乐，愚昧之子叫母亲担忧。
The second Mother's Day gift that we should give is the gift of making wise decisions.
这个礼物就是我们在生活中做智慧的决定。
When we study hard, it brings joy to our mother's heart.
当我们决定努力读书的时候，就会让母亲喜悦。
When we make wise decisions, wise financial decisions, brings joy to our mother's heart.
当我们智慧的理财的时候，也会让她喜悦。
When we decide to marry a good Christian with good moral character, it brings joy to our mother's heart.
当我们决定与一个好品格的基督徒结婚的时候，我们的母亲也会喜悦。
But when we make foolish decisions, it breaks their heart.
但在我们做愚蠢的决定的时候，就会让母亲心碎。
When we waste our time playing computer games instead of studying hard, it breaks the mother's heart.
如果我们把时间花在玩电子游戏上，而不是学习，我们会让母亲伤心。
When we waste our money on gambling, yes, it breaks the mother's heart.
如果我们把钱浪费在赌博上，也会让她伤心。
When we get involved in an unhealthy relationship,it breaks the mother's heart.
当我们涉及不健康的关系的时候，也会让母亲伤心。
So be careful with your decision making, because when you make a foolish decision, you're not only hurting yourself, you're breaking your mother's heart.
所以我们在做决定的时候要特别有智慧。当你在做一个不睿智的决定的时候，不但伤害自己，也会伤母亲的心。
Do you want to give your mother a good mother's gift today?
你要给母亲一件好的母亲节礼物吗？
Then think about a bad habit that characterizes your life.
想一下自己生活中的一项恶习。
Develop a strategy to overcome that habit with the Lord's help.
靠着神的力量，立志去改变这个坏习惯。
And then pick up the phone and tell your mother about your plan.
再打电话告诉母亲说你正要下决心要改变这个习惯。
It will bring joy to your mother's heart.
这样会让你的母亲开心。
The third Mother's Day gift that we should give our mothers can be found in Proverbs 31, verse 28.
第三件礼物在箴言三十一章二十八节。
Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her.
她的儿女起来称她有福，她的丈夫也称赞她。
Third Mother's Day gift we should give is the gift of expressing appreciation to our mothers.
这个礼物就是赞扬你的母亲，来表达我们的感谢。
Recently, a group of elementary school students were asked some questions about their mother.
最近有一些小学生被问到一些关于母亲的问题。
Here's a sampling of how the children answered those questions.
这里有几个他们怎么回答这些问题的。
The first question is, how did God make your mother?
第一个问题是为什么神创造母亲？
The one kid answered, God made my mother just the same way he made me, he just used bigger parts.
第一个问题是神怎样创造母亲，这个孩子说神造了我的妈妈就像他怎样造我一样，只不过用了大一些的部件。
The second question they asked is, why did God make mothers?
第二个问题是为什么神会创造母亲？
One kid answered, mostly to clean the house.
有个孩子说是为了有人做清洁吧。
The other one said, to help us get out of there when we were getting born.
另外一个说就是为了我们在快生出来的时候帮助我们生出来。
The final question asked was, why did God give you your mother and not some other mom?
最后一个问题是为什么神给你的是这个妈妈而不是另外一个妈妈？
One kid answered, God knew she liked me a lot more than other people's moms liked me.
这孩子说，因为神知道他爱我比其他的妈妈，其他孩子的妈妈更爱我多一些。
When was the last time you sat down and wrote a letter of appreciation to your mother?
你上一次是什么时候亲自给母亲告诉她或者是写给她告诉你的感激呢？
I'd say I can't think of anything nice to say about my mother. She just snags me a lot.
你可能说哎呀我没什么跟我妈妈说的她就是太啰嗦了。
But if it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here today.
但如果不是你的母亲今天就不会在这里。
In fact, you wouldn't be anywhere today.
实际上你可能哪都不在。
Your mother gave birth to you.
最起码的母亲生了我们。
She experienced 9 months of agony.
她在怀里的9个多月中是经历了很多痛苦。
The climax by one of the most excruciating experiences anybody could have.
最终还经历了就是一个人一生可能最经历最剧烈的疼痛。
Have you ever expressed appreciation for that?
你有为此感谢过自己的妈妈吗？
But most of us have a lot more to appreciate about our mothers besides that.
对我们大多数人，我们还有好多其他的要感谢母亲的。
Think about all the band-aids and all the kisses that your mother gave when you scraped your knee.
想想从小到大你在受伤的时候妈妈帮你贴上邦迪还有清洗你的伤口。
Think about your favorite food. It's probably your mother who made it for you.
想想你最爱吃的菜可能就是妈妈做的。
Think about all the times she prayed for you and gave you words of wisdom.
想想他多少次为你祷告，给你智慧的话语。
But don't just think about it.
但是不要只是想想。
Pick up a pen or pick up a phone and tell her about it.
你可以拿支笔或者是打个电话告诉他你有多感谢他。
Or as Proverbs 31 verse 28 says, arise and call her blessed.
或者就像箴言所说的，起来称她有福。
Fourth Mother's Day gift that we could give our mothers can be found in Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24.
第四个礼物就是在马太福音5:23-24。
Please allow me to paraphrase this passage for Mother's Day.
请允许我把这句经文稍微改一下，为了适合母亲节用。
We're going to change the word brother to mother.
我们把弟兄改成母亲。
Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar andThere remember that your mother has something against you. Leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your mother. Then come and offer your gift.
所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候若想起母亲向你怀怨就把礼物留在坛前先去同母亲和好到后来然后来献礼物。
Some of us need to give our mothers the gift of seeking forgiveness.
这个我们中的人有些要需要寻求母亲的饶恕。
Jesus is saying that reconciliation with other people should take place first before we try to worship God.
主耶稣的意思是说，人和人之间只有互相先饶恕，才能够来到神面前敬拜神。
For example, if you know you did something that hurt your mother's feelings, you should ask forgiveness before you come to the worship service.
例如，如果你知道想起自己对母亲曾经做了什么错事，你最好在来敬拜神之前要先得到她的饶恕。
You say, "Hey, that's not fair."
也许你会说啊，不公平。
She's 95% responsible for the problem, and I'm only 5% responsible.
因为这件事95%的过错在她，我只有5%的责任。
And besides, she always expects me to say that I'm sorry, but she never says that she is sorry.
而且他总是希望我说抱歉，但是他从来不说抱歉的话。
But at the judgment day, God is not going to judge you on your mother's behavior. He's going to judge you on your own behavior.
但是在审判的那一天，神会对你，在你对母亲的态度上审判你，他不会审判就是在其他人的行为上。
And even if you're only 5% responsible for the problem,God expects you to ask for forgiveness for that 5%.
就是你只有哪怕只有5%的责任，神也需要你在这5%上，就是要得到他的饶恕。
Do you have a memory of a time when you did something wrong to your mother?
你记得哪一次对母亲做过错事吗？
Maybe it's the time when you muttered something under your breath that was disrespectful.
也许就是你某一次嘴里嘟囔他的那一次。
Maybe it was the time when you told your mother that you would be studying with your friends, but you actually were going to a party.
也许就是那一次你口头上对妈妈说在跟朋友学习，但实际上跟他们出去玩。
Maybe it's the time when you yelled at your mother.
也许是那一次你对她大声喊叫的那一次。
Or maybe it's even worse. Maybe it's for years of living in rebellion against your mother.
也许更糟，也许是经年累月的对她的叛逆。
Are you starting to feel guilty?
你觉得就是开始觉得抱歉。
So, it's very likely that it's the Holy Spirit that is convicting you.
如果你觉得愧疚，那就是圣灵在提醒你。
Now, pick up a phone. You could pick up a phone and tell her that you are sorry.
你可以打个电话跟她说你很抱歉。
But it's better to meet with her face to face.
但最好的是面对面的跟她谈这些。
Confess what you did was wrong.
跟她说你所做的是错，做错了。
And ask her, will you please forgive me?
然后问他，你可以原谅我吗？
The confession would make a wonderful Mother's Day gift, even if it's not given on Mother's Day.
这样的认错忏悔，即使不是在母亲节，也会是一个很好的礼物。
The fifth Mother's Day gift that we should give can be found in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32.
还有一个礼物是以弗所书四章三十二节。
Again, I hope that you allow me to paraphrase this passage for Mother's Day.
所以我还想把这句应用到母亲节上来。
I'll be changing the word other to mother.
我把别人换成母亲了。
Be kind and compassionate to one mother, forgiving each mother just as in Christ God forgave you.
要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，饶恕你的母亲，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Fifth gift that we should give to our mother is the gift of forgiving her.
第五个礼物就是我们需要饶恕她。
Some of you may have built up a lot of resentment to your mother.
我们中间可能有些人已经和母亲之间积累了很多的怨恨。
She pushes all the wrong buttons.
可能你会说她总是那样不适当的对待我。
She said too many hurtful things.
他说了太多让我伤心的话。
She interferes much too much in your life.
他太多的干涉我的生活。
You feel like you can't forgive her.
我觉得我不能原谅他。
But aren't you glad that's not the way God treats us?
但是你是不是应该感激说神没有这样对待我们？
Aren't you glad that God never says, I've had enough?
你会不会很感激说神从来没有说够了够了，他又做错了。
He's crossed the line.
他又越界了，又做错了。
I can't forgive him.
我不能饶恕他。
Instead, because what Jesus Christ did on the cross, God forgives us for our sins.
相反的，因为耶稣在十字架上所做的，天父饶恕了我们所有的罪。
And if God has forgiven us for all the many things that we have done against Him, can't we find a place in our heart?To forgive the few things that our mothers have done against us.
如果神在我们多次做错事又伤他的心，他还能饶恕我们？你觉得我们难道不应该饶恕自己的母亲吗？
Aren't you tired of living in your bitterness?
你不觉得一直活在那样子的苦毒中很累吗？
Don't you wish that you could have a warm relationship with your mother once again?
你不希望再次可以和母亲恢复好的关系吗？
Don't you think that's what God would want you to do?
你不觉得那是神要你做的吗？
If you've been avoiding your mother because you're mad at her, it's time to go home, settle things.
如果你一直在躲避自己的母亲，因为你对她有意见，今天是你可以回家告诉她。
It's time to let her know that you've forgiven her.
到时候是时候你可以告诉她你已经饶恕了她。
Whether you do it today or if you wait until you can do it face to face, it will make a tremendous Mother's Day gift.
不管你是不是今天决定要做还是未来做，这都是会是一个很好的礼物。
There's one final gift that some of you may need to present to your mother.
还有一个礼物可能我们中的人要给母亲。
It can be found in Romans 6:23.
在罗马书六章二十三节。
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
If your mother is not a Christian, the best gift that you can present to her is the gift of eternal life.
如果你的母亲还不是一个基督徒，那你可以给她最好的礼物，这个 present 就是永生。
I use the word present instead of give because for two different reasons.
我用这个词 present present 而不是 gift 有两个原因。
The first reason is because the gift of eternal life is not for you to give, it's a gift from God.
第一，永生的礼物不是从你而出的，是出自神的。
You can only deliver that gift to your mother.
你只能把这个礼物带给你的母亲。
Secondly, it's up to your mother whether to accept or reject that gift.
第二，你的母亲愿不愿意接受这个礼物是在于她自己。
You cannot force it upon her.
你不能，不可能强加给她。
And yet it's extremely important that you present this gift to your mother.
但是把这个奇妙的礼物给她是最重要的一件事。
Your mother gave birth to you.
你的妈妈生了你，给你生命。
Now you can help her to become born again.
但她可能需要你的帮助来得到新生。
She delivered you into this world.
她将你生出来，生于这个世界。
You have the opportunity to help her be delivered into a better world.
但你现在有能力可以帮助她进入一个更好的世界。
But maybe you're thinking, well, my mother's too old.
但也许你会想，我的母亲已经年纪太大了。
She could never change this late in life.
她年纪这么大，应该不会再想在生命中有什么改变了。
However, I'm sure that many of you know that one of the reasons why Pastor and Mrs. Xu went to Taiwan was to talk to Mrs. Xu's parents about becoming Christians.
但是就像我们大家知道的，徐牧师和师母这次去台湾探亲，就是为了师母的父母可以信主。
Both of her parents became Christians on their last trip.
这次他们去师母的父母都信了主。
So if her mother and father became Christians at their stage of life, I know that it's possible for your mother to become a Christian in her stage of life.
如果师母的母亲可以在晚年成为基督徒，你的母亲也可以。
So I encourage you to do three things.
所以我鼓励你做三件事。
First, daily pray for your mother's salvation.
一个是每天为你母亲的救恩祷告。
Secondly, tell your mother why you became a Christian.
第二是告诉你母亲你是怎样变成一位基督徒的。
In other words, share your testimony with her.
也就是说跟她分享你的见证。
And thirdly, explain to her how she can become a Christian.
第三解释给她你怎样可以成为一位基督徒。
In other words, humbly explain to her that she is just like you and that you're bothare sinners.
也就是谦卑地解释给他听，就和你一样，他也是一个罪人。
And you are unworthy to go to heaven.
人都是不配进天国的。
And then tell her the good news that Jesus Christ died on the cross to take the punishment of her sins.
然后告诉他这个好消息，就是耶稣死在十字架上，为他受了死的刑罚。
And Jesus Christ rose from the grave so that he could give her the gift of eternal life.
而且耶稣从死里复活，可以给他得永生。
And tell her that she can receive this gift of eternal life if she would believe in Jesus as her Savior and Lord.
告诉他，他可以通过接受耶稣做他的救主来接受永生这个礼物。
Of course, you could tell her all these things on the telephone.
当然，你可以通过电话的方式跟他说这个。
Or you could write a letter.
或者写信。
But the best way to present the gift of eternal life is face to face.
但分享福音的最好的方式就是面对面跟他说。
Even if your mother lives in another country, the ideal thing would be to take a trip to meet with her and to explain how she can become a Christian.
就算你的母亲现在住在另外一个国家，你也可以安排一次行程回去看她，跟她分享见证和福音。
Finally, I realize that some of you may never have experienced the true love of a mother.
我了解到我们中间可能有人从来没有经历过母亲的爱。
It's possible that your mother is incapable of giving you the mother love that you so deeply long to experience. Instead of experiencing the warm, nurturing love, perhaps your mother has been cold and uncaring towards you. Maybe she has been wounded so much by the experiences that she had as a child and never experienced love, and so it's hard for her to express that love to you.
也许, 就是因为他自己也受伤, 做孩子的时候没有办法体验那样子的爱, 所以他没有办法, 向你表达那样子的母爱。
But in spite of your mother's shortcomings, it's still possible to experience the love of a mother.
但尽管这样, 要体验这样的母爱, 还是有可能的。
Take a look at Isaiah 49, verses 15 and 16.
在以赛亚49章, 15节,
where the Lord said, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you."
神说，妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不连续她所生的儿子？即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
Can a mother forget to love her own child?
一个妈妈她有可能忘记去爱自己的孩子吗？
It doesn't happen often, but sometimes it does.
不是经常出现，但是也有这样子的情况。
But the Lord will never forget to love you.
但神永远不会忘记爱我们。
As Jesus said in Luke chapter 13, verse 34,
就像耶稣在路加福音13章34节说的,
"How often I've longed to gather your children together as a hen gathered her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing."
我多次愿意聚集你的儿女, 好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下, 只是你们不愿意。
Though God has chosen to reveal himself as our Father,
神启示说他是我们天上的父亲,
he still wants to give us the nurturing love of a mother.
他渴望用母亲的爱,那样的爱抚育我们。
Are you willing to let the Lord take you under his wing and to nurture and protect you as a mother hen would?
你愿意吗? 你愿意让主把你聚在他的翅膀下,好让他抚育保护你吗?
If you are not a Christian here today and you would want to experience that love from God, you could pray a prayer like this.
如果你还不是基督徒,但你愿意经历这样的爱, 我鼓励你做一个祷告。
Dear Lord, I'm sorry for the wrong things I've done.
主, 我为我自己过去所做的事情抱歉。
I have lived in rebellion against you as my parent.
我一直生活在对你的背叛逆中。
Thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross for my sins.
谢谢你让耶稣能够死在十字架上替我担当罪的刑罚。
Thank you for raising him so that you could give me eternal life.
感谢你使他复活给我永生。
I now receive that gift.
我愿意接受这个礼物。
And I want to live for you.
我愿意为你而活。
In Jesus' name, amen.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
You know, if you sincerely prayed a prayer like that, the Bible indicates that you become a child of God.
圣经说如果你 以真诚的心做这样的祷告, 你就会经历那样的爱。
You can experience a love that is deeper than any mother could provide.
你就会经历比母爱还要深的爱。
The Ad Council produces many public service announcements that appear on TV and you can hear them on the radio.
Ad Council 曾经在电视和广播里做过很多公共服务的一些 广告。
One of their most powerful commercial campaigns was entitled "Don't Almost Give."
有一个很有力的广告的题目就叫不要只是差一点就给。
One of the commercials shows an elderly woman sitting alone in a room and silently staring out into a window.
有一个广告里是一个老太太，她独自坐在一个房间里，望向窗外。
The narrator says, "This is Sarah Watkins."
电视的广告的旁白就说这位是 Sarah Watkins。
A lot of people almost helped her.
很多人差一点就帮助到了她。
One almost cooked for her.
有一个差一点就煮饭给她吃。
Another almost drove her to the doctor.
还有一个差一点就开车带她去看医生。
Still, another almost stopped by to say hello.
还有一个差一点就来看她，跟她打招呼。
They almost helped.
这些人都差一点就帮助了她。
They almost gave it themselves.
他们差一点就把自己给了他。
But almost giving is the same as not giving at all.
但是差一点的根本就是没有给。
The commercial then ends with a simple direct message.
这个广告最后用一句很直接的话结束。
Don't almost give.
不要只是差一点就给。
Give.
现在就给。
As you heard the message today,Many of you were convicted that you should give a special Mother's Day gift to your mother today.
当你听到今天这篇信息的时候，我想我们中间有人会觉得要给母亲一位特殊母亲一件特殊的礼物。
Some of you were convicted to give your mother the gift of listening to her advice.
也许有人被提醒说要听父母的母亲的意见。
Some of you were convicted to give her the gift of making wise decisions.
有人可能被提醒说要在生活中做智慧的决定。
Some of you were convicted to give her the gift of expressing your appreciation.
我们有人觉得要给母亲表达感激。
Some of you were convicted to either give or to ask for forgiveness.Some of you were convicted to present your mother the gift of eternal life. And some of you will give that gift to your mother. But some of you will almost give.
我们也有些人可能会差一点就去做。
Don't almost give.
但是不要差一点就给。
Give.
现在今天就给。
谢谢Paul 牧师的信息。
We thank Pastor Paul for the wonderful message.
我们现在唱一首回应的诗歌。
I will sing a song in response to this message.
在诗歌本的507首。
It's on page 507 of the hymn book.
装装箱子。